Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesdays and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Nextech.
And again, welcome into the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. St. John's Tipton coach Leah Bergman joining us now. The Lady Jays coming off of a 76-26 win at Chase on Friday. Coach, I know it's always a kind of a strange place to go play, and you never know how you're going to come out and start with the long trip. But looked like things went pretty well for you on Friday. You had four players in double figures Friday night. What were your thoughts on the win?
Yeah, I thought, like you said, those games are kind of tough. You know, you're sitting in a car for a long time, and we weren't expecting the game to be, you know, the grind, fast-paced, aggressive games that we've had in the past. So it's always hard to, you know, come out focused and with intensity. So I really kind of challenged the girls. We didn't press on Friday, but I challenged them to really play good, solid, fundamental one-on-one defense. Because I tried to explain to him that there's going to be games that we're playing good teams that we're not able to press. And I think our girls, not that we rely on our press too much, but, I mean, it obviously helps us out getting our offense going. But at the same time, you know, we will face teams that our press isn't as effective as we would like it to be. So we have to be able to play lockdown, one-on-one half-court defense. So I really challenged our girls to focus on that and focus on running our offense more than one time through, and we got to work on some of that stuff. So it was good. We got some of those younger girls some good minutes. You know, the Kingler twins played significant minutes as freshmen, and we had some sophomores that stepped up and played well. So it's always good to get some of those younger players involved in varsity games just to get some game time under their belt and get some experience. So it was good for us.
Pike Valley coming up on Thursday. You're supposed to play on Tuesday. That game moved due to the weather circumstances. So just some quick thoughts on Pike Valley. They're 0-8 this season and obviously struggling right now.
Yeah, that's going to be another game where, you know, we're going to pick something that we can focus on. It's going to, again, probably be our half-court defense, our half-court one-on-one defense. I'm going to challenge the girls to really play solid fundamental defense without relying on stealing the ball, but just moving our feet and not allowing their girl to score. So we're going to focus on that. We're going to focus on running our offense because a lot of times when we're running our offense, we either get jumbled up or we score on the first, you know, our first option. So it'll be good to run through some of that stuff and just get sharper on those types of things. So it'll be another good one for us. Hopefully we'll get some of those younger girls some more quality minutes and we'll come out with a win.
Sylvan Lucas then on Friday, as you'll take them on. They're toward the top of the league right now, 11-3, 7-1 in Northern Plains League play. When you look at Sylvan Lucas at their place, what do you expect to see on that one?
That one I expect to be a little bit more of a tougher game, fast-paced. I think we'll get back to the type of basketball that we enjoy playing, which is fast, aggressive defense. So that'll be another good one for us. We're going into a couple weeks where we're going to have back-to-back-to-back-to-back games. So, you know, any chance we can get to get out and play will be good. And then hopefully we'll be rested over the weekend and be ready to play again on Monday.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for being with us this week. And good luck in your, you know, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, like you said.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Lance Bergman joining us now, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, a 60-17 win at Chase there on Friday. Dalton had 12 points to lead the way. Kind of a balanced scoring effort all the way around from the crew and got a lot of different guys into the game. A nice win on the road. What were your thoughts at Chase on Friday?
Well, it was, you know, kind of what I'd hoped. You know, we talked about it last week. What were we going to do to be focused? Was we going to be able to come out and probably get a win that we knew we were supposed to and what we were going to do. So really talked to the boys last week about, you know, having good days of practice. We're trying to stay up on that roller coaster, continue to go up instead of coming down. And I told them we hadn't ever really played well over there since I had been coaching. And they came out, folks, the first quarter and actually did what we talked about. Jared, I think, hit a three to start the game. And then, you know, we moved the ball around, made a lot better passes, got the ball inside, and Dalton was able to finish, which we knew we had a huge size advantage inside, and it was going to be tough for them to guard him. But I was more happy with how we moved the ball, and we were looking in the right places and just doing the things properly, and I really felt like our defense was locked in pretty good and ready to go. I was, you know, really bummed that we had this bad weather. I know everybody else is, but we were starting to play really good basketball again. And then to, you know, just go into missing out on Monday, Tuesday game, I was really looking forward to the Bennington game, kind of getting to figure out where we were at. I thought after that big Lakeside win, we were figuring some stuff out and felt really good about it. And then now it's crazy. We moved the Pike Valley game to the Thursday and technically Wednesday, which is the day I'm talking to you on the radio, or talking to you on air anyway, is our last official regular season practice. I mean, we play Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday now, and the regular season's over. That's just crazy to think about, and really hope we can continue to get things going in the right direction in these next four games, because I felt like before this hit, we were doing a lot of things right, and we were, you know, starting to play better basketball at the right time. But, you know, whatever it is this year, it's definitely been a different year, and different things have caused some stuff for a lot of different teams. So we just got to get through it.
Just some quick thoughts on Pike Valley then, coming up here this evening as this plays on Thursday. And, you know, they're 5-4 right now, kind of hovering around 500 like yourself.
Yeah, good basketball team. I mean, they play well. They have ups and downs just like we do. If they're hitting their shots, they're really tough. I think everything starts with Reeves. You know, if you can, we're going to try to contain him as much as possible and not let him control the offense and try to just keep him in front of us and not let him get by us and make those nice passes to the rest of the guys. I mean, they've got a good understanding of what they do well, and they're going to make us have to defend properly, especially drive to the basket if we can keep him from hitting some shots, and then if we can get the ball out of his hands and make somebody else handle it, I think we're going to have a better chance of competing with them. I mean, obviously, it's at their place, so they're going to have the home court advantage, and you know, only getting one official practice in is going to be kind of crazy, but that's just the way it goes, and hopefully we can continue where we were last week and try to get a win.
And Sylvan Lucas there on Friday. They're 12-3 this year, played quite a few games. Obviously a team that focuses a lot on defense and really gets the most out of their offensive possessions most of the time. What do you think about Sylvan Lucas on Friday?
Well, once again, they've got a kid in the Hill kid that I think is one of the best players in the league. He left-handed kid, really liked him. He pressed me last year. And then, like you said, they do focus on defense. They limit the possessions. And they're going to work their offense until they get the shot they want. Very seldom are you going to force them to take a shot they don't want. And then they're going to get after you on defense and make you earn everything you want. So we've two tough games for us this week. You know, we could easily go 0-2, but I think if we play well, if we do the things we need to, we could hopefully get two wins too. So it's just going to be a matter of who does what they're supposed to do better this week. And they're both two games that'll be really helpful for us getting ready to go into the sub-state.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time. Best of luck in your next two as well next week as you finish out the regular season. We'll talk to you again next week.
That sounds good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Knight Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, Travis Eberle joining us now, coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last is Wilson was canceled there earlier this week on Tuesday. So you played Southern Cloud last Thursday. The game, it was moved up, and kind of a tough start for you there, and really never recovered, a 53-22 loss. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the last game there against the Lady Warriors?
Yeah, you know, we come out, I thought at first, you know, I think it was 4-2 or something like that, and, you know, I thought we were going to get things kind of going, and then, it, you know, they come down, they were so patient on their offensive end like I wish my kids would be, but, you know, and they scored probably about every trip they had the ball pretty much there, and we would go down, and we couldn't buy a bucket. You know, we missed a lot of open shots that had been going down earlier in the year. And you know, the girls, I think, got so discouraged, and, you know, it showed on both ends of the floor after that happened. And you know, I told them after the game, I said, you know, we just got to regroup, you know, take a day off. I give them the next day off, and they had the weekend, and, of course, all the snow days and stuff, we haven't practiced, so I don't know. I hope they come in and are ready to get after it and get ready for Lincoln on Thursday.
So as these air on Thursday, you do play Lincoln, and then coming up on Friday, you have Natoma, a couple games here. Just looking at Lincoln first, a team that they've won some games this year. They don't score a lot of points. It seems like they're pretty low-scoring games. They've won 5-5 is their record. So just looking at Lincoln, what do you expect to see from them?
Oh, you know, Lincoln's one of them teams that Steve does a good job with them. I mean, they play man, and, you know, a lot of man, and you know, they – I always watch some film on them. You know, they've had games they've struggled, you know, to put the ball in the basket too. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I don't want to get overconfident because some of the games I don't want, how I've wanted lately. But, you know, I think if we come out and do our job, it's probably going to be a good game. But, you know, I feel like we have the athletic ability to come out on top on that.
Then Natoma on Friday, clearly a team that's struggling. They haven't won a game yet this season. What do you want to see from the girls in a game like that with Natoma?
Well, you know, at this point, I just want the girls to come out and, you know, play up to their capability. I don't think we've played very many games this year that we've played up to our ability. And, you know, it needs to start happening because, you know, it's just sub-states right around the corner. And we need to get on a roll here these last three games. And, you know, Natoma's a young team, I think, too. You know, younger team, and they've struggled, but we've been struggling. So, you know, I'm not going to say anything about anybody. I just know we got to do our job and you know, come out ready to play.
Travis Eberle, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck tonight against Lincoln and tomorrow against Natoma.
Yep, thank you.
Listen closely as our menu items have changed. Press 1 for English. Press 9 for customer service. Expected wait time is 45 minutes.
Frustrated with automated systems? At Cunningham Telephone and Cable, we pride ourselves on giving you exceptional service. Our friendly staff will help you with any questions you may have about your service, new service information, or billing. We're here for you. With 4 local offices in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder, we appreciate your business, and it's important to Cunningham Telephone and Cable that we give you the hometown service you deserve. Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons. The Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Drew Dusky with us now, coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, just add it to the list of a weird season that you've had. You were all set to play Southern Cloud on Thursday, and then they had limited numbers and could not come, so they had to forfeit their game with you Thursday. And then obviously we know that Wilson games on Tuesday were canceled as well. So just navigating through all this, what's been the biggest challenge for you as a coach in this weird season?
I think finding continuity in anything you're doing and developing any sort of flow. We're coming up on, I think we've played 8 games and they've been sporadic and spread out. It's not like they were 8 consecutive in a row. And so it just trying to have some momentum or something like that's really hard to gain when, your games are so, spread out and the season's been so choppy. I think that's been difficult.
Lincoln was a game that was a couple of weeks back that was postponed, so you have them coming up as we play this. That's tonight. When you look at the Leopards, a bit of a struggle this year. They're 3-8, but what do you expect to see from them on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I think their record is a lot worse than the actual team they are. They've got good athletes, and any time, whether it's been home or away, in the past few years, they've always played us a good game. And we got to come out ready to play. Being off for so long and not playing for so long, it's kind of like we're starting over again. So, we definitely got to come out and be physical and want to rebound and bang on the boards and be aggressive. I think they're probably going to play man against us, and we've got to be aggressive on the offensive end of trying to get the ball inside and doing a good job of penetrating with our guards. So, looking forward to playing again for being off for so long. But, we definitely got to come out ready to play.
Natoma, then on Friday, it's a team that, that obviously have improved under Coach Brockelman there. Just really only one bad loss. They're 7-4. They probably didn't show up to play like they might have wanted to against Osborne. But just looking at Natoma this year, what makes them so challenging when you face them?
Like you said, Coach Brockelman's done a great job with that program. And Natoma's a good team. They've got guys who can score. They're aggressive. They defend well. And that's another team, even when we played them last year, they were still kind of figuring things out. But, they gave us a good run. And that's a team that you definitely have to play well against, or they're going to beat you. They've shown that, what they've done so far this year. And so, you tack on Lincoln and then play Natoma right after that with, not a lot of preparation with one day of practice this week. It's a tough slate of of 2 games for us. We need as many wins as we can get going into sub-state season coming on Saturday. So, definitely going to be a challenge for us the next 2 nights. We're up for it because, we want to play as many games as we can.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again, and best of luck in these next couple games here.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit Nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons. The Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
There's an easier way to pay bills. Kiss stamps, envelopes, and trips to the post office goodbye. Save time and money with Cunningham Telephone and Cable's online bill pay, where you pay with a click and not a check at CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office to sign up for paperless billing, and you'll receive your bill by email. Cunningham Telephone and Cable will give you a one-time $10 credit for going green. Cunningham Telephone and Cable in Belleville, Beloit, Concordia, and Glen Elder. Connect with us.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, 9-2 on the season so far. You actually were supposed to play Lincoln and Southern Cloud since we talked last, but neither one of those games happened due to the weather and cancellations and postponements there. So you will move on, though. Three games here coming up kind of rapid pace, Thursday, Friday, and then Tuesday. As we record these and talk on Thursday, you'll take on Wilson coming up later here this evening, and then Thunder Ridge at their place Friday, then at Osborne on Tuesday. Just looking at Wilson here, a team that they've struggled obviously this year, but when you look at their team, what do you expect to see and what do you need to get do to have success coming up tonight?
Yeah, I think just in the last few years they haven't had a whole lot of numbers, and yeah, they're, like you said, they've been struggling, but they're always going to come ready to play, and we have to be sharp and going down there. You know, that's a fairly lengthy, you know, road trip again. That, you know, if you're not focused on that bus ride, you need to make sure you are and step off and be ready to play.
Thunder Ridge on Friday. Thunder Ridge is a different team this year as well. You know, they're not scoring as many points. Their pressure defense hasn't been, you know, what it was in the past, but they can still do that. When you see Thunder Ridge, how important is it, I guess, for your girls' confidence to be able to hang in there with them and be able to play a game with Thunder Ridge Friday?
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, they're always going to be tough no matter what their personnel is. They're going to be up in your face like normal, and we have to be ready to go. We only get one practice day. We kind of can use Wilson as a little bit of, you know, teaching moments too as we play that game and prepare for them. But, yeah, you're going to have to bring your A game for sure going up against them. And we've been playing well, playing, you know, against some decent teams. If we can stay right there, you know, right there with them and have some confidence, there's no reason why we can't beat them.
And we won't talk to you until you play Osborne as well. So Tuesday with the Liddy Bulldogs, a team obviously that has continued to improve over the last couple seasons. What do you see from their group?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of film. Again, you know, if we're not ready to go, going over there and getting off the bus and being prepared to play, it, you know, it could be a long evening for us. But going to be another challenge again, and like I said, and you said too, you know, we just need to play our game and be confident and keep chugging along here, and hopefully we can get a few more wins under our belt, even though after this week, you know, the seeding doesn't matter, but just going into that sub-state, you know, that first round, wherever we're playing or whoever we're playing, you know, just getting some wins here before all that to stay positive with it.
Jamie Harvey, head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck in your next few games here.
Thank you.
There's great savings out this Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. The meat department, they have pork loin, fresh boneless, sold in cryovac for $1.69 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now the Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef arm roast for $3.59 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Hey, welcome back to the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94. Nick Meisner with us, the coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies boys basketball team. Coach, haven't played any games since we talked last. You had your game with Lincoln on Friday canceled, and then with all the weather that came through, there was nothing with Southern Cloud on Tuesday either. So just kind of looking at your team, you're getting set now to have a couple games at the end of the week here. Today you'll play Wilson as this airs on Thursday, and then tomorrow you go to Thunder Ridge. Just these next two games, what are your thoughts on Wilson and Thunder Ridge as you get ready for them?
Yeah, you know, we've been sitting here for a little over a week now, or maybe 9 days, when we play Wilson, and, you know, kind of par for the course how this year's went with COVID and the weather and just how this year started out, you know, and you just got to keep the boys focused and see, you know, how prepared we can be on short notice, too, because we haven't had practices this week with the weather. And you know, Wilson, they've got a pretty good record. They've been kind of hit by the pandemic, I think, and COVID cancellations more than anybody, or just as much as anybody in the league. So, you know, they've been sitting a while. It's kind of hard to gauge, you know, how good they are, but they're top three, top four record-wise right now. And going down there, long bus ride and sitting for a week, you don't know how the boys are going to get off the bus and you know, how prepared and ready and focused they'll be. But, you know, we've got a pretty good shot at sub-state getting a one or two seed if we get these two games this week. So, you know, it's a big game. And, you know, we got on a roll a little bit after a tough week a couple weeks ago and kind of felt like we're peaking and then, you know, then we get kind of disrupted with this cancellations last week and this week so far. So, you know, Wilson's a good team. They've got, you know, a couple good guards and a couple good posts. And I think they're a team that's trending in the right direction and improving from, you know, the last couple of years. And, you know, I can't stress enough how big the game is and how ready we need to be. And then turn around and go on the road to Thunder Ridge on Friday. You know, that's a team that's really improved as well. I think they've kind of found their stride and their identity. And, you know, they've beat a couple good teams, and they're a team that's on the rise as well. So, and also in our sub-state. So, you know, that's a big game. And I guess we'll just kind of see how we react to you know, adversity of the schedule and see how focused we are the next couple nights.
Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for the time, and we'll hopefully chat with you next week about some games that you got in and get you set for sub-state.
All right. Thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Check out the savings now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have 3-pound bags of California Naval oranges for $1.88 each. It's now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. There's great savings now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have in the produce department Best Choice Idaho Russet Potatoes, 10-pound bags, $2.49 each. It's now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, katycountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Craig Batchman with us. As you heard there, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last. You moved up to Thursday last week against Wilson, and you won 54-13 in that one. Second time you'd seen Wilson this season. A pretty similar type of game as far as the score was concerned, maybe a bit higher scoring this time around. But what were your thoughts of the win on Thursday and how the girls played in that win?
You know, I thought we came out and we got after it defensively. We did some good things, our rotation. I thought we did a good job on our rotation as well, and changing up a few things here and there just to accommodate with what they were doing. So I was impressed with our girls, the way they came out. And then offensively, I thought we came out, we handled the ball well, moved on the offensive end and got some nice shots.
So, again, you pick up the victory there, and, you know, with that win, you've improved to 11-3. You're supposed to play Osborne on Tuesday, but with the weather coming in, that game's been moved to Saturday. So let's look ahead here to St. John's Tipton on Friday, a team that is leading the league. They've not lost a league game this year and haven't lost actually since early December as far as overall as well. You know, obviously, I think Lauren Dubert gets a lot of attention there, but they've got other girls that have been stepping up lately, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're going to be a tough team. We're going to really have to show up and play. But, yeah, they got several girls that can play for their team that are contributing offensively, defensively. So it's definitely going to be a tough matchup for us. But we just got to show up and we got to be ready to get after it.
And then a quick turnaround with Osborne, another very good team. Like you know, you've lost three games this year. You lost to them very, very early in the season. So what do you feel about the quick turnaround, like I mentioned, and then facing a pretty good team on Saturday as well?
It's going to be tough because they are a quality team. They are good. Like you said, we faced them once already. But, you know, at the same time, you kind of want to step up to those challenges and face those teams that are good here towards the end of the season. Just see where you are, what you need to improve on before going into the sub-state action. So we know we got a tough battle with these two games coming ahead, both very high-quality competition, but we're anxious to get after it and see where we are.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for being with us this week, and best of luck as you finish out your regular season action.
All right, thank you.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Jeff Starkey with us, coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, you've had just the one game since we talked last. You played last Thursday against Wilson. You won 55-39. Second time you'd played and beaten them this season. A little bit bigger margin of victory this second time around. What went well for you on Thursday night?
Well, I think, you know, we got to the foul line, you know, which is something that we typically haven't done real well this year. I got there 23 times. You know, we only made, I think, 7 out of 23, which isn't real stellar. But, you know, you get to the line 23 times against a team that's suiting up 9-10 kids. You're gonna get to their depth, which I think we did a good job of doing.
So, again, you pick up the win there against Wilson, and you're supposed to play on Tuesday against Osborne. That's been moved to Saturday, so you now have Friday, Saturday, back-to-back games with two pretty good teams, St. John's Tipton coming in on Friday, then Osborne Saturday. When you look at the Blue Jays team this season, what stands out the most about them?
You know, they're a group that, you know, they lost so many seniors a year ago that you know, they've done a good job of getting some kids that didn't have a lot of experience out on the floor and have made plays this year for them, and guys that have kind of sat back and watched last year's senior class have success, and they know how to win, and, you know, that's one of the things that makes them tough to play against.
And Osborne, like I say, we kind of previewed them last week, but since it moved and now you got to play them back-to-back, what's the different dynamic, I guess, of facing an Osborne team that's obviously improved since the first time you played them?
Yeah, and you know, they do things. They do, you know, the things that you know, they believe in, and they do them really well. They're things they've done for multiple years. It's just different kids doing it now, too. They also, you know, had a strong senior class last year. So, you know, they're going to, you know, pressure the basketball and, take a lot of jump shots. And, you know, those are two things that they've done well for a long time, and they're tough to defend. And, you know, when they're hitting, they're really hard to beat.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team here in our locker room chat. So, again, we thank you for joining us this week, Coach, and best of luck in the next couple games here.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas locker room chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.